Listen closely. I might just know what you're looking for. Maybe it's a little bit more excitement in your life. A jolt to the system. To get the blood pumping again. Just the smallest, tiniest taste. A little something to dilate the pupils. Do allow me to welcome you to the Horror Hill. A little getaway I know about. A place with scenic overlooks and fresh terror on tap would chill even the most discerning connoisseurs of the macabre to the bone. Join me each week to get all of the ghastly, gory, and grotesque stories that I've handpicked from the works of previously published and indie authors. By subscribing to Horror Hill on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you prefer to get your horror fix. My name is Jason Hell, and you can take my word for it. Oh, and remember, it's only a story. Right?
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End Sports. I am 1/5 of your host, BZ430. Dead End Sports 365 video coming to y'all again with another one. Another quick video. Just want to talk about Deion Sanders and Jackson State University. You know, Jackson State, you know, they landed another top prospect. Out of the hands of I think he was either looking at Florida State, a couple of Florida schools, you know, Kevin Coleman, the number 4 wide out in the country, I think number 44 overall prospect in the country, said he's going to be playing at Jackson State. He's taking his talents to Jackson State. And, Deion Sanders out here landing him another big time recruit, man. And it's really interesting seeing where this is going in the future. A lot of these players are going to these HBCUs. I mean, and I like it. I think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I think it's dope as hell that, you know, we might be witnessing the start of something. And we don't even know it. Kevin Coleman, he joins a list of prospects already. I think we was already known about the Travis Hunter, the defensive back. That's the big-time defensive back. I think he was like number 1 or number 2 in the country, and he landed him. Also a Tennessee transfer, Malachi Whiteman. I think I'm pronouncing that name right. I can't remember if I am. I hope I'm not butchering that young man's name. But, it's really interesting. Are we witnessing the start of something where, you know, a lot of these players now are going to HBCUs, or is it just the lore of prime time, Deion Sanders himself? Is he going to be stealing a lot more top recruits from some of these other PWI institutions, you know, such as, you know, the Alabamas and the Michigans and the Texas and stuff like that? Like, it's really going to be interesting to see how these next, you know, few years play. And I know Ken mentioned this in a text thread too. If this happens, it's going to be interesting how a lot of these, are they going to come up with some rules, some stimulations to try to, you know, cut Deion Sanders off of making these moves, because Deion Sanders out here, he's not playing around. I'm really impressed with the moves that he's doing. Now, let's just see, you know, if this is going to turn into wins or even more recognition, for the university, which I'm pretty sure it is, because, I mean, it's already, by him signing these top recruits, I think going into this upcoming next season, the fall of this year, 2022, yeah, I mean, I can see some televised games, some more eyes going to be looked at. Now, if he can land like some more like top prospect quarterbacks and some big time like running backs and stuff like that, man, it's really going to be interesting. Or if they're going to go to other schools, that's another thing. If like some of these other HBCUs are going to go to these other HBCU universities, man. So we shall see. I don't know. Is this just like something hot right now because of prime time? Or do y'all think this is the beginning of a trend that we might, you know, that we might be seeing starting up in college football? Some people say, nah, it's not. Some people think, like, this could be the start. You know what I'm saying? What are y'all thoughts? What y'all think? And also, too, real quick, Klay Thompson, as of recording this, Klay Thompson is making his First game back since June 13th, 2019. Hell, that was pre-COVID. Klay Thompson hasn't played a full basketball game since pre-COVID. That's pretty insane. So good to see him back in the NBA, man. You know, it's always good when you see good players, one of the best shooters this game has ever seen, back playing. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully nothing happens within the next couple of months. Hopefully he won't aggravate something else for overcompensating. So, you know, good for Klay Thompson to be back, man. Hopefully now if he can come back full healthy, now there's no excuse for Golden State. They have full strength. They was playing well before Klay. And if they can keep this up, if Klay can bring what Klay usually brings, then, you know, a lot of people are going to have Golden State a lot for the NBA Finals this year. So it's going to be real interesting. So, yeah, Deion Sanders, Jackson State, are we seeing the beginning of a trend? Not. Is it just because of Deion Sanders? Or, you know, is this just, you know, is this because of prime, because of prime time and what prime time can bring to university, what players he can bring on to play, you know, to play for him. So really interesting, man. So what y'all thoughts on that? And, you know, like I said, shout out to Klay Thompson. He's back. And I hope y'all enjoy the rest of this almost second half of the NBA season like I am. So I'm looking forward to it. So let me know y'all thoughts about this whole, the prospect signing to these HBCUs, man. Are you sold on this? Yeah, your name. Tomorrow. Don't know who it's going to be tomorrow. Might be me again. Might be Ken. Might be FIFO. But appreciate you guys. I'm really glad that y'all really enjoying this content so far, man. I hope we're going to keep this pushing, keep this thing going strong. So we will see y'all. You will see one of us tomorrow. Peace out.